Welcome to the bonus session. I can't remember the last time I did a bonus session, so this is very, very special. The stars have all aligned. The sun is out, and I am excited about spending the next hour with you, my very, very dear friends and members of the Speaking Academy and part of the family. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is how to monetize your voice. A fantastic subject. Who doesn't want to make more money for yourself, for charity? Once you make it, do whatever you want with it. But who doesn't want to find a way to make more money? And today, specifically, it's about how to make that money, create that success, and monetize your voice. And the first key takeaway is your voice, and you know I've said this countless times, but I'm going to say it again with more fervor, your voice is your asset. So today I'm going to reveal three simple ways that you can boost your business and your career through your voice. Three very specific things I want you to think about. And I also want to remind everyone that the secrets that I'm going to share today should really turn some heads, open up some ears. And these are things that you literally could be doing right after the call. These are things that I haven't maybe mentioned in the past, but can immediately allow you to start tapping into your voice as your biggest asset. And I also want to say that this is just, again, a taste, a small taste of all the insights and fun and the teachings that I'm going to be sharing with hopefully all of you and all of your friends at Voice of Success Live, which is, hello, only 2 weeks away, March 9th and 11th. I'm getting a little goosebumpy even thinking about it, because every year so far, Voice of Success has so far exceeded my expectations, and based on reviews, the expectations of pretty much everyone that comes. And this one is going to be no exception. And it's March 9th to 11th, as most of you know, and we have a new venue because we have grown. We've expanded, and we have outgrown the lovely and charming Grammy Museum. And so we have moved to the Colburn School of Music, the Zipper Theater, which is gorgeous, gorgeous. If you haven't seen any of the pictures of where we're going to be that I've posted online, just go online later on today and type in the Zipper, Z-I-P-P-E-R, the Zipper Theater, the Colburn School of Music, and you are going to drool out of both sides of your mouth at the same time. It's beautiful. There's about 450 seats, balconies, and gorgeous acoustics. There's a concert Steinway grand piano on the stage. So it's going to be amazing. I also want to make a reminder, my last reminder, is that registration for Voice of Success Live 2018 closes tomorrow, Friday, at midnight. So if you haven't done it yet, and I can't even imagine why you haven't done it yet, because I don't know how much easier Monica and I could make it for you, but if you haven't done it yet, you need to register today, and you need to start to get more excited about showing up and spending the three incredible days together. So after the call today, just do it. If there's some reason you've been waiting, stop waiting. Do it. All right. So let's move on to today's training, how to monetize your voice. It bugs me. It makes me sad to see individuals, people that I care about, and companies that I care about that are not using all of their assets to their fullest. So every day I'm trying to help open new doors, reach new markets, create deals that didn't exist before, make life-changing partnerships and relationships that absolutely didn't exist before or were going in the wrong directions, all influenced by the way that I help people train their voices. And every so often I get an amazing email that is, I get fantastic emails every day that I'm excited about, but every so often I get one that just completely blows me away. And I received an email last week from a Speaking Academy member, and I'll just call him David to protect everybody wanting to call him up and ride in his new car or asking him for a loan because he just made so much more money. Now, before I tell this story, I want to remind you that I only worked with David for about an hour. So this email came a few days after we'd worked together for an hour. And I'm gonna quote a little bit of what he says. He said, "I was blown away with the immediate difference I heard in my voice. I practiced nearly every single day, and I saw people responding to me differently." Okay, then he says, "I decided to interview for a new job." And this is funny, mostly to practice my new speaking voice. I love that part. He didn't just decide to apply for a new job because he wanted more money or he was thinking about success. He thought, well, Roger just gave me a new voice, so where could I show it off? Where could I take it out for a spin? So he says, mostly to practice my new speaking voice. So he set up interviews, and he says, again, I quote, "I was offered the position, and it included a $20,000 raise," not just stopping there, "a $20,000 signing bonus in addition to the raise, and the use of a beautiful brand new Mercedes." And he wrote back and he said, "Not bad for a little voice practice." And I was like, oh my Lord. He also says, he said, this is the last bit I'm going to quote, "I have no doubt that my voice training helped tremendously in this process. Now I'm my team's go-to speaker, and I have a lot more confidence in my communication abilities." Hello, anytime somebody throws $40,000 at you and a new car, I would say that your confidence should jump higher than whatever roof you're in, including the roof of the new car. Open the sunroof and realize that there's no ceiling anymore. Sky's the limit. That was after one lesson and a few days of practice. So this is amazing. Amazing. Now, I am not saying that everyone listening today can go out today and make the same deal or get the same raise or buy the same car. But I am saying that I hear stories, success stories like this every single day from my Speaking Academy and Master Presenter students. And I expect these emails from each of you that are on the call today, and equally exciting emails that talk about other successes. So is it a guarantee? No. But is it infinitely more probable that you can achieve these things that you deserve because you've changed the way that you communicate? That is a no-brainer, and that is an absolute, absolute yes. All of you can achieve these successes and so much more. And look, I'm incredibly grateful whenever I get these emails, and I'm daily thrilled, you know this about me, to have any part in positively impacting the people that I care about. The fact that I can do this every day is one of the top few reasons behind family and immediate family and then you as my family that I consider myself the luckiest person in the world. So I say with total confidence, again, your voice is potentially your biggest asset. So just like David and so many other industry leaders have experienced, use your voice, change your situation. Your voice is an alarmingly, not just a powerful instrument, but an alarmingly powerful instrument that can dramatically impact the bottom line of your finances and your ability to make a lot more money. Focus on that connection. So people sometimes say to me, how much more money could my voice help me earn this year? So let's talk about that, okay? It's 2018. We're full into 2018. So let's talk about how much more money you could make and more specific ways. Let's think about that right now. Let's just jump into the first secret to unlocking your biggest vocal assets. Okay, the first one is start using your voice to enlarge your market and reach new audiences. Some of you have heard my story because I've told it several times about John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, and that book in its day sold more. The only book that sold more copies was the Bible. So when John came to me, he was having problems with his voice, which, as you know, that's one of the main reasons people come to me all the time. So I flew to Arizona, and I listened to him having no voice, and I saw what he was up against, and I listened to the sounds he was making. I fixed his voice, and then started getting into what his book was about and how he was marketing it. And I looked around at the audience because there was 200 or 300 people, and he wanted to film a new infomercial, and that's why I was there. That's why it was so important that I brought back his voice. But I realized he, of course, had a huge reach. But the first asset tool that I'm talking about today is how to enlarge your market and your reach by using your voice. And I realized that John sounded absolutely like a girl. Every time he opened his mouth, it was just all so high and so feminine. And when I looked around the room, it was just 85% women that were sitting in the audience. And that didn't shock me because he sounded like he was female and only utilizing the female sounds and female energies. And that's who he was attracting. So I added over that week that we were together and then over the coming months, more chest voice, less head voice, more volume. I added the masculinity back into his voice, and the sales of his book and the attendance of his seminars, the demographic changed. He really started getting a lot more men to come. So it was men and women who were then not only coming to the events, but also buying the books. And that is increasing his market share. What are you doing right now? The sounds that you're making that are attracting a particular type of group, but what could you be adding to your voice, to the way that people are perceiving your voice, so that you could reach a bigger group than you're reaching? Add to those people that you're already attracting, that are already listening to you and loving the sound of your voice. But what do you need to change so that you could increase the group by people hearing and feeling new things? I had a recent coaching client come to me, and his voice just was – he told me that almost all of his coaching clients were men. And I listened to his voice, and I realized immediately why that was. His voice, it sounded mean. It was too chesty and too much volume, and there wasn't any melody. And so that was attracting his male coaching clients, but he couldn't find a way of actually adding enough female clients to grow his coaching business. So I had to unlock a more softer, more vulnerable side. I had to add more melody. I had to bring the volume down. I had him go higher in the range to middle voice for some of the words and some of the ideas that needed emphasizing. And his client demographic changed dramatically. It literally right now is at the least 50-50 male-female, but more so, sometimes 60-40 female male. That's a huge change. That's a huge change. Okay, so think about that and discuss that with me at our sessions. you know, because I'm always listening to the sounds you're making and try to figure out what do I need to add to make the people that you already are attracting love and care and respect and learn more from you, but also what sounds we need to add so that we can have a bigger market share and a bigger reach. Okay, the second tip slash secret slash idea to using your voice as your monetary asset, dealing with professional brand and your perception. Your voice can enhance or totally discredit you and your company's values and you and your company's mission statement. You should know this, but if you don't, you should be thinking about this. I'm working with a cyber security company right now. And the main spokesman, the person they were sending around to talk about what the company to, and some very big venues like TED Talks and huge events where they were guest speakers, that person's voice was very airy, low in volume, and high-pitched. And it had a lot of fillers like ums and uhs. And when you don't have to be an expert in cybersecurity to think about what kind of voice would you imagine a cybersecurity company having? Well, think about it for a second. Security, cyber, and even not cyber, is about protection. You have to give the impression that if you're that company, you're strong. You have strength. Like you can actually protect someone and fight back if you need them to fight back on your behalf. So if their voice was the voice of weakness, if their voice was the voice of air, if their voice was the voice of insecurity because it was light, airy, too high, and filled with non-words, they were not at all showcasing audibly their mission statement. Are you showcasing who you are, what your company is really about? Because if you're not, you need to add more chest voice. You need to add more middle voice. You need to add more melody. You need to figure out, with my help, how and what you need to change sound-wise so that you're actually audibly living up to the sounds that people are hearing, and that equates to the mission statement and your values regarding your company, your business, and your content. I just got in the email a few days ago this amazing new study on the vocal profile of surgeons. And I'm not sure whether or not Monica sent it out yet, but I'm going to have her send it out if she didn't. It showed that surgeons who sounded the least concerned, which means they sounded more anxious, they sounded more dominant. The surgeons that sounded more dominant, louder, faster pace, less melody, were the ones that were getting sued by their patients more often. The ones who sounded too forceful and too strong were the ones who were always finding themselves trying to defend their actions in court. And they need to learn more about the sounds of compassion, not the sounds of being a bully. And a lot of these doctors, the sounds that they're using, especially surgeons, as this report says, these surgeons were trying to come across strong because they didn't want to be wishy-washy. They wanted to say, this is the course of action. You need to do this surgery. This procedure is the answer. But in, excuse me, phlegm ball there, excuse me, they were sounding loud and strong, believing that that was going to make the patients feel more confident in the advice of the surgeon. When in actuality, according to this survey and according to the work that I've done with many, many doctors and surgeons, volume and power has to be mixed with melody and the right amount of chest and middle so that you not only sound like you're a strong doctor, but that you sound compassionate and that you sound like you're a magician, that you can do the impossible. And that's where melody comes in, because the sound of magic has a lot of melody in it. And that's where melodies that have ascending, go from lows to highs, come in, because they sound hopeful. And these surgeons were using descending melodies when they were using melodies at all, and they were too loud and sounding too forceful, and the patients were hating it and then suing them. Isn't that an amazing, amazing study? Your voice absolutely impacts your professional success, because as a coach or as a doctor or as an expert or as a politician or as a novelist or as an actor, you're in the business of creating outcomes. And how you sound can change whether or not anyone listens to what you say, follows your advice, or says yes to the surgical procedure you know they need to have. Okay, the third secret to unlocking the monetary assets of your voice and creating more revenue: focus on improving your voice in the specific areas that you can use today, right after this call, to market yourself. Do you need to be more on stage? You need to figure out what that voice is like. Do you need to be doing more media or interviews as an expert? How do you need to sound with that? Do you need to be doing more conferences, more podcasts, more webinars? What could you be doing right now that you've been hearing about that you haven't addressed, that you haven't been thinking about how your voice needs to adapt to that medium? And then start doing those things. And your success in those things will be immediately tied to increasing your monetary assets, which is what today is all about. I have seen my clients have their views online explode. I've seen people that were doing boring presentations And their views were just click away, click away, click away, click away, looking for pictures of puppies, videos of puppies, or anything else that's cuter and more presentational and less boring than whatever you were doing. I've seen people who did that suddenly change their voice and watch the numbers go up dramatically and see their audiences stay involved, engaged, and not drop off. Let me tell you something. It's personally fulfilling when you get on a Facebook Live, or you get on a teleseminar like we're doing today, or you're doing something, and you see how many people are engaged, and then you see what kind of numbers you're getting, and then you see the numbers increase. But even if that, whether they increase or not, the fact that at the end of the call, at the end of your video, you see the same numbers, people are staying with you, that you feel great. It's like you feel like you're at a party and you've really made all these fantastic things for everybody to eat, and they're still staying. People don't want to leave. You're like, don't you want to leave? The party's over, and they don't want to leave. That's what I want to happen for you. That's what I want to happen because of your voice, and that they're so engaged that you're getting a lot more traction, and this will impact your everything, especially monetarily. Okay. So I also want you to be able to speak longer without worrying that you're going to lose your voice, because with any of those things, being on stage, doing media interviews, being an expert, conferences, podcasts, webinars, if you can't speak because you've lost your voice, then you can't do it. You can't work. You can't make money. You can't keep people engaged. When you run out, You got to keep giving so that they keep receiving. So for conferences and all the other things that I talked about, never losing your voice and learning how to sound authentic will dramatically change the way you sell things from stage, from online, no matter where you're selling things. And the way you present it, the sounds, will change the way that people hear you, believe you, and then it is absolutely going to change the way people buy things from you, buy your products, buy your services, increase sales because you are emotionally engaging those people from your voice. And you know, because I've said it, and all of science supports it, people buy based on their emotions. And then they justify those purchases with logic. You want to reach their emotions? It's going to be first from the way that you sound, because the way that you sound makes them feel things. And when they feel it, they want to buy it. They want to be with you. They want to know more of what you know. They want to be more like you. All based on emotions, all tied to the sounds of your voice. Okay, my final reminder today before I open it up for discussion. You only have till tomorrow. Tomorrow night at midnight, Friday night, midnight, to sign up and register for Voices of Success Live 2018. I'm closing registration tomorrow at midnight. So what have I already told you to do, and what are you absolutely going to do? If for some reason you have been barricaded in a dungeon someplace with only water, so you survived but you didn't have access to internet, you're going to, after this call, you're going to go to voiceofsuccesslive.com and you're going to sign up, because you know that what you're going to experience in those 3 days, those three incredible, beautiful, lovely days that are my gift to you and your gift to me, it's going to be incredible. So I want you to sign up today. I know that you have a vision for yourself and for your future. And I know that you have a desire to grow, and there's a ton of dreams that you already have envisioned and you have yet to still dream. And you can still make a bigger name for yourself than wherever you are today, this moment. You can create more of a positive impact in your little piece of the world and in the world at large. And I want to empower you to use your voice to be your greatest asset. And by doing that, making those aspirations, those dreams, the ones you have, the bigger ones you still have yet to dream, I want your voice to create those things and make them a reality. I know that your voice will open up a tremendous amount of more revenue potential, and why not today? You've heard me say some of these things before, but maybe today's the day that you heard it finally and you said, oh, I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. I can do that. So thank you. Thank you for sharing this with me today. I want you to be successful. I want you to have all the money in the world so that you can do great things with it and help other people. I want you to be the emissaries that I've brought you into the family to be. I want to change the world. I can only do it one voice at a time. I hope today is the day that you decided that your voice could change more of your world and the bigger world. And certainly with everything that's going on in the news, with all of the unrest and anger and frustration and loss of life and sadness, with all of that, surely you believe that you could make things better by raising your voice to help yourself and others to be at least, at the very least, a voice that sounds hopeful and happy and grateful, instead of just adding your voice to the cacophony of voices that sound angry and disruptive and hateful. Your voice, your melodies, your volume, your pitches, at the very, very least, need to add at least harmony and a little bit more happiness to a world that needs each of your voices. And joining together, then we all can share that vision of making a better world through voice. Okay. I am very excited now about opening it up to hearing some questions, some thoughts. You want to talk about what we just talked about? You have some questions for me? You have anything you want to share? Press asterisk 2. Press star 2 on your phone. And let's get some calls happening. All right, let's go to Beverly Hills, California, 310. Who do we have?
Is it me?
It is me.
Okay, this is Vishnu Swami.
Hello, Vishnu Swami.
How are you doing? Good to hear you.
I'm very happy, and I'm very happy to have shared these things today that weigh on my mind, and I hope that you heard something today in the last 30 minutes that made you feel that you could make a difference and raise your voice even more than you're raising it right now.
Okay, yes, yes. So the question I have was related to what I think I remember that you said during the last event with you about acid reflux. And does that harm the voice, make you lose the voice, or did I hear wrong with that?
You heard right with that. When you have acid reflux, it doesn't take much of the acid to come out of your stomach and head towards your vocal cords and just touch any part of the vocal cords and create redness and swelling and irritation, because the level of acidity in your stomach is like, I forget what the ratio is, but it's like tremendously more potent than the strongest acid you could imagine, like hydrochloric acid, the acid in your stomach, because it has to digest food, is really, really strong. And if you have acid reflux and some of that acid manages, even just the tiniest bit manages to trickle up while you're sleeping and affect your throat and your vocal cords, it can make your cords really red, puffy, and swollen. So what are you doing? Have you been diagnosed with acid reflux? And what are you doing to solve that problem?
I've been told by a naturopath that I possibly might have it, and I do have problems with my voice, so I'm looking into it and taking aloe vera and some things to try to fix it.
Is your voice hoarse in the morning? Do you wake up and do you feel like your voice is irritated?
Not particularly in the morning, but I lose my voice a lot, and I do your voice practices almost every day, and I drink a lot of water, and I'm trying to fix the breathing. And I'm thinking that maybe the acid reflux is part of the problem that I'm not addressing properly.
Okay. So have you put something underneath the side of your mattress where your head is, like a big book or something, or an extra pillow underneath the mattress to raise your head?
No.
Okay, so do that. So here's some things that you need to think about right now. Aside from whatever natural medicine, natural herbs you're taking, or you might take,
mm-hmm.
elevate
mm-hmm.
your head in bed, not from another pillow where your head is, but something underneath the mattress. Don't eat late at night. Don't eat late at night. Don't eat spicy food. Try to be fit. What time do you go to sleep at night?
Early, around 9.
Around 9. What time do you finish dinner and stop eating and you're done with dessert and everything and nothing else?
6:30.
Okay, not bad. Do you like to have any kind of wine or alcoholic beverage at night?
No.
Are you doing any caffeinated drinks or
no.
Tea, coffee at night?
Never.
Awesome. So if you stop eating, are you eating things like meat or spicy foods often for your your dinners?
No.
All right. Well, these are great things. So just try raising the mattress a little bit where your head is. You don't need to stop eating any earlier because you're not. Are you having any kind of orange juice or any kind of citrus at night before you with dinner or before you go to sleep?
No.
You're a model citizen.
Oh, wow.
As long as you know it sounds like you have great habits for your voice. So you may not have acid reflux, and when we do our in-person lesson, because don't you have an in-person lesson that came with your purchase of the Speaking Academy?
We had it already, and it was fabulous.
Okay,
it was
fabulous.
One of the best examples.
So then, did I say anything at that lesson? Please refresh my memory that I thought you were straining and you needed to fix?
You talked about lowering the larynx and getting more from the back of the throat.
And have you been doing that?
Yes, in the practices. Outside of them, not consciously.
And so you still feel like you lose your voice during the day, or you feel like you wake up hoarse?
No, I feel like I lose my voice if I use it for more than half an hour.
Wow. Okay.
Or 40 minutes. It depends. Yeah.
So I want you to still add a little bit more. Your voice sounds good, by the way. But I want you to focus on two things. Is your stomach coming in the whole time that sound is coming out yet?
I probably have to work on that. You told me that before. But
this is one of the key reasons that people get hoarse. If your stomach is not coming in slowly the whole time that sound is coming out, your cords can get irritated really fast because they don't have the cushion of air. Focus more on your breathing, making sure that your stomach is coming slowly in as the words roll out. And also, you still are spending most of your time down in the bottom part of your chest voice. And I still challenge you to go to emphasize some higher words. Come on up higher sometimes. And get up out of your chest voice and into the middle voice, because that'll take some pressure off of the cords. If you're not breathing enough, and if you're not using enough of the higher notes, you could still get hoarse.
So when we were working together, we were working on singing a lot, and the middle voice was a lot higher than I thought it was. It sounds almost too high to actually use in speaking. I mean,
great.
Like,
so how about
you know?
Right, you don't have to go that high.
Yeah.
So you're just down here the whole time. What about going up to here? What about even dealing with the top of the chest voice? Say, I could go about this high, Roger.
Okay. So is that the middle voice?
I could jump right around here. Say that.
I could jump right around here.
That's the top of the chest voice. So start by, at the very least, going to the top part of the chest voice for some of the melody, because you're not.
Okay.
Right? So I'm not saying you have to go way up here, but how about just starting to first experiment with going into the top part of the chest voice sometimes, and have that take some of the pressure off the voice. That'll really help. Plus the breathing, that's probably more that and any remnants of acid reflux, you should be good to go. Okay, buddy?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, and keep me posted. And I'll see you in Voice of Success in a couple of weeks?
Possibly. I'm going to look at the website and see.
Look, and turn that possibly into an absolutely, because it sounds better.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. All right, let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, area code 216. Who do we have?
Hey, it's Sharon Merrill here.
Hello, Sharon.
How are you?
I'm just peachy keen. How are you?
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. So I have a question for you, and I'm wondering, you know, I was thinking about how you're saying go out and put yourself out in front of audiences. And that's one thing that I really haven't done yet but want to do. And is there, it's probably a big question, but is there kind of a way to get yourself out there if you haven't done it before. It's like you, I feel like you have to convince somebody that they want you to you know, to have you in front of an audience. And I don't want to have to beg for it, but, you know, what are some
although
ideas?
Great speaker, believe me, great speakers do plenty of begging still. There's all levels of begging. There's the level of, oh, I know you can pay me more than that. There's that level of begging. There's like,
right.
I know that your company could afford me to fly me in business class instead of coach. There's all levels of acceptable begging, remember. So here's some suggestions. The answer is that start putting yourself on video. Start doing short bits of yourself on video that, and it doesn't have to be at some fancy place. It can just be just have some nice light on your face and just start doing little 2-minute videos, little presentations of what you might talk about, of different ideas of what you might talk about. And
cool.
And because people like to see what they're going to get. People don't go to restaurants and they like to hedge their bets. So they're always asking the waiter or the waitress, what do you like on the menu? What should I order? What's the best thing? What's the most popular thing? Because they're not trusting their own, that they're looking at the menu and they don't know. So people need to see things of you on video. And what you should also do is you should start finding all the people that you know and all the organizations that you're already a member in, and you should start offering to come and do free speeches, free talks on your subject matter. Do you have a subject matter?
Oh, well, there's quite a few because I have
great.
All these different
so you
interests.
Have so you have content that could help a lot of people if they heard it, right? Well, I do tons of free speeches. I'm always doing free speeches. I do it for charity purposes. I do huge. I do charity speeches with as many as 8,000 people in the audience. I don't get paid anything. Sometimes I pay my own flight to go because the charity's big enough and I believe in it enough and I want to raise my voice in support of it. So I still do free speeches. I'm not getting paid every single time I open my mouth. I choose to do free speeches. So there's a lot of charity organizations. There's a lot of organizations that you're in that would gladly have you come and speak, and you offer yourself free, and you videotape yourself, and you use that as things to start taping yourself and doing a little highlight reel. And then you start reaching out to some of the speakers bureaus. There's a ton of speakers bureaus that are dying for more speakers. If you're a good speaker and if you have some good ideas and if you have some of yourself on tape and if it sounds good.
Okay.
First thing is you want to sell cars, right? Or you want to sell speeches or you want to sell ice creams. What do you got to do? You got to build something because you got to build it. And you got to park it someplace so people can see it. So if you want to sell cars, you got to build a car. You want to be a public speaker, you want to speak out, do more speeches and get paid, you got to start speaking out places, wherever it is, at church, at temple, at YMCA, at any place you can speak out, at anybody that has a group that you could speak to, do it and videotape yourself and start getting better at it and start collecting footage that then you can start using to market yourself more effectively. Okay?
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Let us go to, hello, Elaine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm just very excited and a little goosebumpy that it's only 2 weeks of Voice of Success. And
I know.
And you know how I love to go into these things and say things I've never said before and share insights that I've never thought of before, but insights that are valid based on a lifetime of me learning what I need to learn to create those insights and then sharing them and having never said them before. I love that kind of stuff, that kind of interaction, and having people up on stage that'll share how much better they're getting and making transformation. So I'm a little excited and And I've got a lot of work to do still to prepare, but 2 weeks.
Yes, yes, and I'm really looking forward to that too. And after that, I'm going to book a series of times to come and see you as well, because I've got some things that I'm working on. But my question really follows on from Sharon's question. So once I've got into doing some of these smaller, which I've been doing, and I'm getting some traction on smaller, different venues to speak at, I really want to get in front of larger audiences and really build on some of those, with a view to later on getting paid. But right now, I'm not too bothered, but I would like to get to be paid as well. So what's the next step? How do I get into that? Because I'm finding that the places that I've been going to don't lead into the biggest speaking engagements. So what's my next step for that?
Okay. I think maybe it's time for you, if you have good video of yourself doing these speeches, that we start organizing a mail out, an email out to different speaker bureaus that are reputable. Okay. One, you should check out a website called speaking.com today. I know the guy that runs that. You should start being aware that there are agencies that take a fee for booking you events, but they have people making calls out all day to try to book their speakers.
Okay.
And when you sign with an agency like speaking.com or any of there's a handful of agencies that are all still small. Okay? You can't sign with CAA right now, you know? The only speakers that, no matter how good of a speaker you are, the only speakers that can sign with the bigger agencies, the biggest agencies that also have the biggest stars in the world, are the ones that are the stars. So unless you have your name, unless they can call up and say, I have Elaine, and they say, oh, you've got Elaine? And they're like, forget it, I don't even need her last name. I want her. So they can call up and they say, we have Barack Obama. They can call up and they say, we have Jimmy Carter. If you're a name with an explanation, even if you're a recognizable name, but you're a name with an explanation, that's how they refer to it. We are booking Roger Love. He's the most famous and tallest and sweetest voice coach on in the planet. Well, then that's an explanation. They have to be able to say, we're booking Roger Love. And then they can do it. So, but you don't need CAA or people like that. That's another level above all of us. You understand?
Right. Yep.
Brendan can't even get CAA or agents like that. You understand?
Yes,
so,
I
and
get
you're
it.
Like, well, and so people that are making millions of dollars a year can't get top agents. Well, that's fine, because there's a whole lot of smaller agents that have three or four people that are sitting in offices or sitting in their homes pretending they're in offices making calls all day with a list of the people that they think are good enough speakers to get gigs. So and all of these organizations like speaking.com and several others, they have a very specific way that you can submit to them. You go on their websites. So I'll open up the people that I know, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because you guys are my family. So we start there. But all of these speaking agents, all of them have a website, and they're looking for speakers, okay? And they have a very specific set of things of how they like to be pitched. Here's what I want.
Okay.
Send me a list of X number of topics. Send me a list of X number of this. Send me some video of you speaking, you know, here or there, whatever. So the next thing on a lot of this is what actors do. They get agents. In the speaking world, there are plenty of agents, and you are absolutely, if you're ready to do that, which I think you are, and if any of you are also ready to do that, then awesome. Then we do it.
Okay, cool. I'm in. I'm ready. I'll set up a time to see you after Voices of Success, because I know you're really busy with that right now. So I'll make some time to come and see you after Voices of Success and start really working a plan of attack on that.
Wonderful. Absolutely. And go cool. Go to that website that I just told you and already start,
I will, yes. Start
seeing.
Yeah, it's on my list to do already for this afternoon.
All right, honey. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Sure. All right, let's go to, this says Durango, Colorado, area code 970. Who do we have?
This would be Barb, Roger. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, I'm really looking forward to, by the way, the speaker's event, and I encourage everyone to sign up because it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. I've got new shoes to wear.
Oh, good. I'll do my hair just for you. We'll be a pair.
We'll be a great pair. My new shoes and your new hair.
Good deal. So I've been religiously watching your video, your teleconference, or listening, I should say, your teleconferences on your site, and I appreciate all the learning that comes from those, so I also encourage others to do that. And what I'm trying to balance, and I was wondering if you could add any tips to, is the balance between, you spoke a lot in the last one I listened to, I think it was the video I watched this time, was don't plan, you know, create your 10 topics and just start talking on them and just start talking. Don't plan. Don't memorize when you're on stage. Don't just start talking and don't plan, but practice. So mm-hmm. that concept balanced with planning out your lectures and encouragements on know what emotions and outcomes you want. So plan those out, but don't practice and plan. So I keep going back to between don't practice, don't plan. Speak a little bit on.
Great. Can you still hear me? Because you kind of went in and out at the end there. Can you hear me? All right. I'm going to answer your question, even if you can't hear me, because you'll be able to listen to it, hopefully. And if you can't, you'll be able to listen to the recording of this. So here's the answer. And I understand that you're a little bit confused. So this is a really, really good question. The answer is, when I say don't plan, the end of that sentence really is, don't plan every single word that you're going to say. But I absolutely believe in a lifetime of planning, a lifetime of knowing who you are, what your content is, what your message is, and how you want to move people emotionally. And that means you're planning all the time. I'm planning every second of every day what I'm going to say. I'm not memorizing every word of what I'm going to say. I'm planning on showcasing the things that I am, the things that I believe, my content. So it's all planning. It's all practicing. It's just not memorizing and locking yourself into having to say the same thing every single time you speak. So I apologize if I wasn't clear, but you need to have, let's say, your 10 bullet points. But you need to plan to the death of what you're going to say and how you're going to say it and practice it and what you're going to say next and how you're going to say it and what you're going to say next until it until it really resonates with you and you feel like you know exactly everything that you're going to say in that presentation. Broad strokes that I'm going to talk about this and here and practice talking about that. And then I'm going to talk about this and then practice talking about that and write notes and detail it. You could even I sometimes write out the entire script of what I'm going to say, even though I'm not going to read that script, even though I'm going to go from bullet points. So I'm not saying don't plan, don't practice. I'm saying plan 23 hours a day, practice 23 hours a day, and then deliver in the moment based on all of that preparation of what you've planned. Because if you just show up with expectations of outcomes and 10 tips, but you haven't really spent enough time talking to yourself about each of those 10 topics and how you might describe them best to move people emotionally and to teach them. If you haven't practiced enough in the specifics, you can't be in the moment because you're so worried about remembering what you're going to say next or what you'd like to say next. So your entire life is about practice. Your entire life is about planning what you're going to say to people. And then being so living the role, being such the expert because it's authentic, the content resonating so much with you and other people once they hear it, that all of those years of planning, all of those days of and hours of planning for this, for each specific speech, then becomes almost second nature as you deliver the speech. But you deliver the speech from all of the planning and all the preparation. I hope that helps, because the last thing in the world I really meant was to say, don't plan, don't have it really worked out, and then just throw yourself in with 10 bullet points. Can you hear me now? Are you back?
Yeah, I heard you the whole time. Can you hear me?
Great. So yes. So do you understand the difference?
Yeah.
Because I don't believe, I believe what I just said, and that's what I meant, no matter what I've said before.
Thank you, Roger. It makes complete sense, and that's how I feel when I really know and love my topic. I think where I get confused is when you go to other speaker trainings and they're adamant that you have the linear thinking. And so I'm hearing you say, have the linear thinking and practice it till it's second nature, so that when you deliver it, it's organic. It isn't necessarily delivered linearly and like a robot.
100%. How many times a day or on stage might I teach breathing? I've probably done it thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of times. So how is it? So I know the content on the breathing piece. So how is it every single time I teach breathing, I teach it a little differently? Same reason you just said. I'm not thinking linearly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking I have to say any words that I've ever said before. I'm not thinking I have to make any examples I've made before, but they're all there for me if I choose to.
Mm-hmm.
So I am the expert. I have memorized, and I don't even know if memorized is the right word. When you are the expert, you know your content. But I still need to make notes. I'm making notes every day now about things I want to say at Voice of Success, making notes and putting them into my little outline. I'm putting them into my bullet points, because when these things pop into my head and I think about how I want to talk about them in a general way and then in a more specific way, I'm telling myself, write down my little note, and then boom, I'm so looking forward to sharing some of those new things that, which I've never talked about before, but it won't be from any kind of memorization. It'll be because I thought about those things. Those things are me, so I don't have any problem delivering me. You with me?
Yeah, that's very, very helpful. Thank you.
All right, awesome. Thank you, honey. All right, let me just lead us into the finale, where we are now all dancing and singing together, realizing that voice is so much fun and so hugely important, and that we're all of us, we're just still scratching the surface, and how fun that knowledge is, because whatever success you're having with your voice, if you're engaging people more now, if you're already enjoying your voice more, if you're not losing your voice, if you're influencing people better, we're all still just scratching the surface. So there's going to be amazing, great things ahead of you, things that will lead you to happiness and health, and things that will absolutely lead you to monetizing all of this amazing hard work and dedication that you've put into joining our Voice Place family. So on that, I say thank you all so much. And for those of you that haven't registered for Voice of Success, do so right after you get off this call, voiceofsuccesslive.com. I'll see you in a couple weeks. I send lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye now.